Hello and welcome to the My Happy Mind Conversations podcast. I am Laura Earnshaw, the founder and CEO of My Happy Mind, an award-winning and NHS-backed program in schools, nurseries and homes, totally dedicated to helping to prevent mental health issues in later life. We are a research-backed organisation with accolades coming out of our ears for the work that we do to support teachers, parents and children in having good mental health. I'm also the author of the best-selling book, My Happy Mind. I sit on the board of the Mental Health Foundation. I'm chair of governors at a school, and I'm a mum to two children as well. So I have a thing or two to say about children and young people's mental health. Thank you for being here. This podcast is for you. Whether you're a parent or a teacher or someone with an interest in the space, I'm here to help you to understand tips and tricks and science-backed strategies that work when it comes to building young people's mental health. So let's dive in. Welcome back to the My Happy Mind Conversations podcast. It has been a while, hasn't it? I have not brought some new episodes to you for quite some time, and so I am so excited to be back with you today to be able to start bringing you some insight onto some of the biggest concerns I'm hearing right now from parents, from educators, and from mental health professionals. And the truth is, the reason I haven't recorded any episodes recently is that we here at My Happy Mind have been so incredibly busy focusing on supporting parents, on supporting schools, and really continuing our mission to enable prevention to be at the heart of every single child's life. And that keeps me busy and means that I don't always have time to record episodes. But I am back and I'm determined to share with you some insights over the next six episodes around some of the biggest challenges that I'm hearing day in and day out. For those of you who are new around here, or those of you who are due an update on what we've been up to here at My Happy Mind, we're now working in about 1,500 primary schools across the UK and internationally. We are positively impacting over 500,000 children now and are still on the same mission that we were on when I started My Happy Mind 8 years ago, and that is to make prevention part of the mainstream, to enable children to develop a toolkit and the skills and the strategies to thrive, so that when they do face bumps in the road, which, let's be honest, all of our children will at some point, they have a toolbox of strategies that they can turn to. And one of my firmest beliefs is that we have to ensure that every single child from as young as three is able to access this type of education. We cannot continue to just reserve education, intervention, support for those children who are at the point of need. Now, don't get me wrong. Of course, those children who are at the point of need should be prioritized and should be getting the support that they need. Of course they should. However, if at the same time we don't seriously invest in prevention and give an education to all children, whether they're struggling or not, we will never break the crazy cycle of spiraling mental health issues that we face in this country and across the world. Prevention is the key. Prevention is the strategy, and it's the only strategy that will reverse what is a mental health epidemic. If we don't start to do things differently, nothing will change. The numbers will continue to spiral. Why? Because the world is continuing to become a more challenging place to live in. The geopolitical environment, the recovery from COVID that we're still very much living through, all of these things create stress for families, for children. It's not going to go away. We have to start taking prevention seriously. And if we're not going to do that now, then when are we going to do it? If not now, then when? So that's why I've been busy and I haven't been recording as many podcast episodes, because we've been so focused on enabling My Happy Mind to come to life in as many primary schools as we can. And that mission goes on. We are not going to stop where we are. We're keeping on keeping on. And I would love to hear from you if My Happy Mind is in one of your children's schools, or if you're a teacher teaching it in your schools. Please comment on this episode, drop us an email. I always love to hear your stories of how My Happy Mind is impacting day in, day out. And so what I want to do over the next 6 episodes is really talk to you about some of the biggest topics that I'm finding myself having conversations with teachers, with head teachers, with the NHS, and with parents about day in and day out. And I really believe that these are topics that many educators and many parents will be grappling with as well. So I hope that these episodes bring you value. I hope that they help you to think, help you to have some perspective, and hopefully help you to take some positive steps forward. So the first conversation that I am having a lot at the moment is around this question of prevention, right? First of all, what does that even mean when it comes to mental health? And secondly, whose responsibility is it? Oh, it's going to be juicy. But let's start off with a definition of what I mean when I talk about mental health prevention. So mental health issues and mental health as a topic or a body of conversation still tends to revolve around problems, right? When you hear the word mental health, you probably think, if you're like most people, mental health problem, mental health issue, anxiety, depression, or whatever it may be, right? That's what most of us in society think of when we hear the word mental health. But here's the thing. We all have mental health, all of us, just like we all have physical health, right? And sometimes our physical health is really good. You know, we're feeling fit, we're eating well, we're getting good sleep, we're exercising. And sometimes our physical health is less good. Maybe we're bouncing back from a period of illness. Maybe there's other factors in our life that mean our physical health is not as good as it could be, right? So when I say the word physical health to you, it's likely that you would think about when physical health is good and when physical health is less good. Am I right? But when I say the word mental health to you, it's likely that you might be thinking about mental health issues more than mental health solutions or more than good mental health. And I think that's really, really interesting. I think as a society, we lean towards mental health problems and we lean into that conversation more than we lean into mental health solutions or prevention. And there's a number of reasons I think that that is the case. I think one of the biggest reasons is that the noise, the volume around mental health has definitely got louder over the last decade or so, which is brilliant. It's amazing that we're talking about it more. But the narrative around which we tend to be talking about it is the problem, right? So lots of celebrities, even the royal family, have come out and spoken about mental health issues, and that's fabulous. But where's the conversation on mental health solutions? Where's the conversation on prevention? It's just not as loud. The thing that grabs the headlines, the thing that grabs people's attention is mental health problems. And that is what we here at My Happy Mind are on a mission to change. Because the truth is, not all, but many mental health issues are preventable. Now, there are some mental health issues that aren't, when they're inherited through genetics or other medical reasons that mean that you can't prevent them. But many mental health issues are preventable if you have the right lifestyle, if you have the right toolkit, we are able to prevent mental health issues. It's just a fact. So, why don't we talk about it more? We don't talk about it more because it's just not as well understood as mental health problems. And so the whole premise behind My Happy Mind, the reason I quit my corporate job to build it, is that I want to educate young children, parents, teachers, I want to educate the whole system around prevention so that the conversation around mental health solutions and mental health prevention is as loud as the conversation around mental health problems. And I truly believe that that is the only way we will reverse the mental health epidemic in this country and beyond. If we don't start putting more focus on prevention, nothing is going to change. It's just going to keep spiraling out of all control. So That's what prevention means to me. Prevention means putting in place strategies, teaching children a toolkit that will help them to thrive. And there are a whole host of strategies that we teach in the My Happy Mind program. If you want to learn more about that, check out our website. Best thing you can possibly do if you want to practically learn what those strategies are is grab a copy of my book, My Happy Mind. It's a bestseller, and it takes you through all of the research and science in a very practical way, in a very user-friendly way, so that you can actually understand what I'm talking about when I say the preventable strategies. But it's so important that as a society, we move the dialogue to solutions and to prevention. So that's what I spend a lot of my time educating people about, educating schools who then go on to purchase the My Happy Mind program, which enables them to teach those strategies in their school. It's what I talk a lot about to the NHS, who we are thrilled understand this issue and are investing in My Happy Mind on behalf of schools so that we get this system wide. You know, we're working across entire local authorities now with the program funded by the NHS, which is wonderful. After all, it's a national health service, not a national sickness service, right? So when we find commissioners in the NHS who get this space, who understand it, who see the value of it, then they're able to invest in prevention, which is wonderful. And we've done all sorts of studies, fancy studies, on the financial return on investment on our program, which is really positive. We've been externally validated by universities like the University of Chester. So we know this stuff works, okay? We've proven it, we've evidenced it. We're rocking and rolling in terms of that side of things. But there's still a huge amount of work to do on the education side, right? And on this question of whose responsibility is prevention? And that's what I want to talk about next in this episode. So we all get it now, right? Hopefully you're listening to this, you're nodding your head, you're like, yes, Laura, I agree with you. Prevention is so critical. We've got to be doing more of it. Hopefully I've convinced you on that. But the next question that I often get and the next conversation I find myself constantly having with parents, with teachers, with the NHS and more broadly, and it's a legitimate question, is, but whose responsibility is it? Whose responsibility is prevention? Whose responsibility is it to be teaching children positive strategies around their own mental health? And here's the answer. It's everyone's. It doesn't sit in health, it doesn't sit in education, it doesn't sit in parenting, it sits everywhere. In the same way that with physical health, we have an expectation of parents to be educating their children around how to be healthy, how to have healthy bodies, we expect the health service to support with that, we expect schools to support with that, mental health should be no different. It is everybody's responsibility. But here's the problem. If people don't know how to prevent mental health issues, if people don't understand the science of prevention, how are they supposed to do it? And that's our job, right? That's my job, to help this become systemic, to help parents understand it, to help schools understand it, to help the NHS understand it, so that together, all of us can be working towards this same goal of equipping children, parents, adults, teachers, the entire society with a good understanding of the strategies that work. So I truly believe that it is everybody's responsibility. We can't put it on parents. We can't put it on the NHS. We can't put it on schools. We've all got to work together. But the only way we can do that is if we get educated. And that, of course, is our mission here at My Happy Mind. We help schools to be able to get educated and to bring this strategy to life for their children through our program. We help families to be able to get educated through my book, My Happy Mind, and also through our My Happy Mind for Families program. And I work tirelessly with the NHS to help them to understand this so that they'll fund it for schools and for families alike. But it's all of our responsibilities. And here's the thing, it's actually really simple. The science is really clear on what it takes to prevent mental ill health. Actually, it's not rocket science. But we don't know what we don't know. And that's why my mission remains the same as it does the day I quit my corporate job and decided to build something for schools to help educate teachers, children, and parents on the research. That's what I'm here to do. And I hope this episode has provoked some thought, provoked some inspiring action in you. Again, if you want to learn more, grab a copy of my book. It'll cost you a tenner or something like that on Amazon or wherever you buy your books. Or listen to the podcast episodes. There's a whole range of them before this one. Jump on our social media. Whatever it is for you, whatever works for you. But please, whether you're listening as a teacher, whether you're listening as a parent, whether you're listening as a healthcare professional, just get educated. And if you want to have a conversation around how we can support you, reach out. hello@myhappymind.org. As you can probably tell, I am always up for a conversation on this topic. So I look forward to hearing from you. I hope you've enjoyed this episode and I'll speak to you soon. Take care and bye for now. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I really hope that you found this episode useful. If you did, it would mean the world to me if you could like and share it and just leave me a comment below. You never know how much it helps for us to get feedback on the content we put out there so we can bring you more of what you like. Also, if you're interested in learning more about My Happy Mind and how we do what we do, definitely check out a copy of my best-selling book, My Happy Mind. You'll find it on Amazon or wherever you buy your books. Thanks again for listening, and I'll be back soon with more. Bye for now.